Let me do my service. Whatever comes, comes. And whatever doesn't happen, doesn't happen. But we do our service steadily. Steadily, day by day by day by day. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Constantly, incessantly, we chant the holy names of the Lord. Because the importance of chanting Hare Krishna is revealed in the Bhagavad Gita, in the middle chapter 8, where it said that one who is not trained or practiced in chanting Hare Krishna will not be able to remember Krishna at the time of death. We have to be practiced. It's just like we have so many children here now. Wonderful, bright faces, as Vatsala Prabhu said, the future looks very bright. But if they all told you they have a test tomorrow but they're not going to study, what would you say? You have to study. Huh? If they said, well, I'll just wing it. You know, I'll get the mercy at the last minute. I'll remember. Well, the same thing. For when we have to remember Krishna, yam yam bhavi smaram bhavam jagyat yante kalevaram, because wherever our consciousness is at the time of death, that place will go without fail. So Krishna Prabhupada explains that we have to practice from the very beginning of our life, or from when we understand the urgency of the message. And what is that urgency? That any moment, just like that, just like that, God, Hare Krishna. But if we're not practiced, we shouldn't expect the honorary degree. You know what an honorary degree is? You get a degree without having to do it. Go through all the trials and tribulations. Most people don't get an honorary degree. So we shouldn't expect that. Even though Ajamil was, what would you call it, fortunate that he remembered Narayan at the time of death. We may not do that. And I'll give an example. But I won't use the bad word. I had a school. We had 30 boys, and we were canoeing down some white water in Florida. It was about 30 yards long, because Florida's flat. There's no white water there, just one spot, just a little bit. And when the canoes came down, mine was the first. And we went through the white water, and then we came back up, and walked up, and came back down, and came back up, and walked back down. And finally, the last canoe came down. And they didn't make it. It flipped over. So, fortunately, all the boys had life jackets on. But one of them had a life jacket on and was stuck under the canoe, and he couldn't go underneath the canoe and come back up because he had a life jacket on. So what happened was that when I realized that one boy was missing, I drove in the water, flipped up the canoe, and he came out, and I won't say what he said, but it wasn't Krishna. That close to death, but I won't tell you what he would have been. It's a worm, but I won't tell you what it's in. So we have to remember that whatever our consciousness is throughout our life, that's where our consciousness is going to go at that final exam. Now, this is a little plug. So we have to see what is going to happen. Just like Brian Vatsala Prabhu was having all these children chant, very, very, very good and fortunate, huh? Get them to chant more and more. Everybody, chant. Chant and be happy. So that's part of the report of this. And we'll turn it over to Giriraj Maharaj as a complete report.